Case study strategy execution examples. Here we present some issues that the case study organizations have faced as they execute their chosen strategies. Fast fashion retailer's supplier problem. The fast fashion retailer purchases a significant amount of inventory from one supplier. This supplier can meet the retailer's cost specifications and delivery schedules. There are advantages to working with them. Their fabric buyers find new and interesting materials, and quality control has been very good. Their designers work well with the organization's fashion experts. Recently, however, the supplier's performance began to erode. The fast fashion retailer's managers could have simply looked to other suppliers, but the relationship was so successful that the managers decided to look into the situation. Through casual discussions with various contacts at the supplier, they discovered that the supplier had been experiencing financial problems that were making relationships with its own suppliers tense. The fast fashion retailer's leaders have discussed options at a recent meeting. The retailer has more cash on hand due to several years' growth in revenue. There are other options for supply, but they will take some time to develop. Question: knowing what you do about the fast fashion retailer and possible strategic moves, what would you recommend and why? Sample answer: a good option would be to strengthen the fast fashion retailer's relationship with its key supplier. It could acquire the supplier, invest for significant influence, or form a strategic alliance that provides expertise and possibly loans. This avoids the cost of finding and developing a new partner, though the retailer should still have an exit plan. Hotel Group's growth options. The Hotel Group has been a successful hotel conglomerate for decades. With each new brand, some acquired and some internally developed, the group has grown its revenue and increased its share of the entire hotel industry. If not the leader, it is in the top 5 brands in each industry category. It has also become very good at opening new hotels and buildings, and then maintaining the level of visits to new properties. Through its multiple brands, the group competes in many countries. The Hotel Group has canceled projects in 2 major cities recently. In Mecca, the Hotel Group was beaten to first entrance status in luxury accommodations by another international conglomerate. The Hotel Group decided to cancel its plans and look for another venture that was less competitive. In Paris, it pulled back from a boutique hotel plan because leaders decided that they were still not prepared to compete against the business model of peer-to-peer accommodation services such as Airbnb. Investors are restless. They are used to regular increases in share value based on steady revenue increases. What follows is one possible response. Question: knowing what you do about the Hotel Group, its industry, its strengths, and its needs, what would you recommend and why? Sample answer: the Hotel Group needs growth, but industry opportunities are limited due to strong competition. Diversifying into related industries, such as credit cards, could provide a strategic fit. This would reduce third-party fees, strengthen customer relationship management, and link credit cards with the loyalty program, allowing customers to earn hotel rebates and stay credits from both hotel and non-hotel purchases. Commercial door manufacturer competing with itself. The commercial door manufacturer has had success in its new make-to-stock, MTS, line of business. The wholesaler agreed to buy the stock rather than holding it on consignment. And after a slow start in sales, the wholesaler has been steadily increasing the frequency and size of its resupply orders. While this is good news, the new line of business has cut into the manufacturer's make-to-order, MTO, business somewhat, which is an issue called product or service cannibalization. The MTO business has higher profit margins, and many sales managers are second-guessing the wisdom of the MTS line. They fear that many regular customers have learned about these in-stock models and are adjusting their architectural designs to use these standard models. They are also concerned that the manufacturing lead time required for custom doors could suffer if the plants are running too many batches of standard doors. Question: knowing what you do about this commercial door manufacturer and its competitive strategy, what would you recommend and why? Sample answer: a common view on cannibalization is better to eat your own lunch than let someone else eat it. If demand exists, the organization should not abandon its new line, but further differentiate its custom products through customer-focused R&D. Concerns about balancing supply may be overstated, given recent capacity increases. Custom orders should be prioritized, with MTS items produced during off times, in whichever plant has capacity, or supported by holding inventory for predictable replenishment. Another option is adding a second MTS shift with less experienced staff, leaving skilled workers for MTO. Centralizing production scheduling could also improve coordination. motorcycle manufacturer's plateauing sales. The motorcycle manufacturer has been lucky in its history. Since it was founded, its sales have grown steadily in its home market. The motorcycle manufacturer used its superior knowledge of the market to establish a network of small dealers and to bring out products that appeal to domestic consumers' preferences. A foreign competitor tried to enter the market by stealing away some powerful dealers, but the organization was able to counter this attack with the strength of its brand. The problem now is that the motorcycle manufacturer's sales have plateaued. The market is close to saturation. The organization's products are rugged, and they last, which means that the replacement cycle is fairly long for the industry. The country's population growth rate has slowed. Costs of production have increased, especially labor. The organization's owners are worried about the company's ability to defend its market share in the future. A globally known brand could invest in a small domestic operation that could challenge the organization, and it has limited resources to cut prices or develop new models. What follows are some possible responses. Question: knowing what you do about the motorcycle manufacturer and its business model, what would you recommend and why? Sample answer: diversification into another industry would require significant capital, but expanding geographically is more feasible. With a strong brand and dealer network expertise, the manufacturer could enter foreign markets, build dealerships, and lower costs by producing in nearby countries. Savings could fund new models, technology, or dealership growth, strengthening its domestic position. Domestically, it could adopt a circular model by leasing motorcycles with maintenance plans, then remanufacturing or refurbishing them for resale. Dealer networks could support maintenance, and this approach would enhance its reputation for sustainability. Shipbuilders' asset utilization. The shipbuilder has a very profitable international business, but its sales are driven by contracts or joint ventures to build cruise ships and container ships. It has had to create capacity to meet peak production. Capacity includes large facilities that must be maintained even when they are not in use. Payments must be made on sophisticated equipment even when it is idle. The shipbuilder is still highly competitive, primarily because few competitors have the organization's assets, unique competencies, and high-quality resources. However, the current rate of asset utilization has drawn the attention of investment analysts. The company's leaders worry about a possible effect on share price. Question: it may be surprising to hear that the organization's leaders are looking for a way to grow out of their present dilemma. What options would you recommend and why? Sample answer: the shipbuilder has excess capacity it cannot easily shed, and future opportunities may require it. Backward integration would worsen utilization, and diversifying into industries like airplane manufacturing would be slow, costly, and met with strong competition. A better option is horizontal expansion within shipbuilding, such as high-profit luxury yachts. This leverages its cruise ship expertise and supplier relationships while offering shorter sales cycles, flexible schedules, and better use of existing resources.